Business English Power, episode 42. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world, also during my time spent in Japan as a teacher, a coach, and a trainer. Thank you so much for listening and downloading and streaming today. We've got a great episode today, so we're going to go into our current events, as we usually do on the weekends. So today we've got an article about ChatGPT and how AI has been, well, used for not only writing papers, but now grading papers and assignments from teachers. So pretty interesting stuff. We're going to get into that in just a moment. Before we do, please make sure you are subscribed to Business English Power. Hit the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts or follow in Spotify and Amazon Music, and I would appreciate that. Also, please consider leaving a review in Apple Podcasts if you find this helpful. And if you do find it helpful, also make sure to go back and check out some episodes you might have missed. This is episode 42. We have 41 other episodes that you might not have heard all of them. So go back and check out the ones that you missed because they are all power-packed, of course. All right. So today we're going to look at an article from CNN.com. And this article is titled, "Teachers are using AI to grade essays, but some experts are raising ethical concerns." All right. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes as usual. So please, if you can, follow along, and that'll give you the best value from this episode. If you cannot access it for some reason at this time, go back and check it out in the future when you have a chance and follow along with me then. You can use this episode as and all the other current events episodes as shadowing practice if you would like. But the more important thing is that you just take a look at the article so you can hear me speaking with the article. You can follow along and see how I pronounce things and learn new vocabulary that you would need to know when you want to engage in a conversation about these topics. Today's topic, of course, is AI and ChatGPT and how teachers have begun to use them. So, very interesting. As we know, AI has really been coming up in the last few years. And so we need to know how it is going to affect our business lives in whatever industry you do. It is going to touch all of us in some way. Maybe it already has in your industry, your business. And here we're going to talk about teaching. All right. So this article, again, CNN.com, as we take a look at the article, teachers are using AI. Okay, AI, of course, stands for artificial intelligence. I think we all know that by now, but just to review if you didn't. And they're using it to grade essays. All right, so think if you're not in college anymore or university, go back to those days when you were, or even in high school for some of you, when you were writing papers, you were writing essays. And, you know, back, I think, when most of us were in school, back before the days of ChatGPT, yeah, of course, teachers were doing it the old-fashioned way. We're going back, reading through the papers and grading them themselves, okay? But some experts are raising ethical concerns, okay? So, of course, yes, how ethical is this? You know, if you imagine if you are a student now, or if you're, you know, imagine, you know, going back to those days when you were a student, imagine a teacher using AI to grade your essay. How would you feel about that? Would you appreciate that? Maybe they do a better job, more accurate? Or would you feel, it's not really fair, I'd prefer to have my teacher do it? Well, think about that as we go on. What are the ethical concerns? So let's get started, all right? All right. And we'll take it paragraph by paragraph, and we'll break it down Business English Power style. So let's begin. When Diane Gajewski, a professor of strategic communications at Ithaca College, receives an essay from one of her students, she runs part of it through ChatGPT, asking the AI tool to critique and suggest how to improve the work. Okay, so let's stop there. This is the first paragraph. Okay, so we're talking about a particular professor now, Diane Gajewski. She's a professor of strategic communications at Ithaca College. I believe that's in New York, for reference. So she's saying that she runs part of the essay through ChatGPT. Okay, so if you haven't used ChatGPT, actually I haven't really yet either, but I have friends that have used it. They tell me all about it. So basically it's a tool that uses artificial intelligence to spit out information. It kind of looks across the whole internet, consolidates necessary information. For example, if you have a question, I mean, it could be anything that you want to ask it. So for example, if you would say, let's use the World Cup as an example. Who won the last 20 World Cups? And it'll just kind of pull an answer for you. It'll scour the internet and give you the answer for that. So it could be factual, something like that. It could be even something more creative. You could say, okay, please, you could have AI write a paper for you. Say, okay, I need to write an essay or a blog post on the top 10 things to do in Honolulu, and it'll put it together for you. Okay, so that's what the power of this tool can do. And so now she is using it to grade essays, or at least parts of essays, but also to suggest how to improve the work. Okay, interesting. So this is a quote from her. The best way to look at AI for grading is as a teaching assistant or research assistant who might do a first pass. And it does a pretty good job at that, she told CNN. She shows her students the feedback from ChatGPT and how the tool rewrote their essay. And another quote here. I'll share what I think about their intro too, and we'll talk about it, she said. Okay, so let's pause there. So she's suggesting that the best way to use it is as a teaching assistant or perhaps a research assistant. And it's just a first pass. So what does that mean? So that's similar to like a first draft. So when you are the writer and you write, you know, this is an important paper or important essay, well, you're going to write a first draft, okay? And then the teacher usually gives you feedback, and then you do a next draft, second draft, third draft, maybe a final draft. Okay? Well, this is a first pass. So like checking your paper for the first time to give you feedback so you can do another draft and improve it. Okay, so that's what first pass is. All right, so it does a pretty good job. It shares what they think about their intro. Okay. Oh, she will share what she thinks as well. So she's not only doing this, you know, only with AI, but also giving her input as well, of course. Let's continue. Gajewski requires her class of 15 students to do the same. Run their draft through ChatGPT to see where they can make improvements. Let's stop there. Yeah, so just a brief paragraph there. So she requires her students to do the same. Okay, so it's not only a suggestion, but a requirement. So run their draft through. Okay, so how can GPT improve what they have? So she requires that. Okay, let's move on. The emergence of AI is reshaping education, presenting real benefits, such as automating some tasks to free up time for more personalized instruction, but also some big hazards, from issues around accuracy and plagiarism to maintaining integrity. Okay, so a lot of words there. Let's pause after that paragraph. So emergence of AI, so that means it's rising, it's coming on, becoming more used, more notable, reshaping education, presenting real benefits. Okay? So, of course, automating tasks to free up time to do other things, personalized instruction, but also some big hazards. Okay, so issues around accuracy. Okay, so again, we always in school we're going for accuracy, and here's the word that we need to know. Kind of the key word from this section is plagiarism. What is plagiarism? Okay. So plagiarism basically means stealing someone else's work when it comes to writing and papers and documents. So for example, if you're doing a paper and you copy and paste a paragraph or two paragraphs from another article or piece of work or a book or something that's already published and copyrighted, and you use it in your work without giving credit to the original author, then you are plagiarizing that work. And that is no good when it comes to university level documents and papers. So you never want to plagiarize. All right. So that is the key. And if you do use someone else's work, just give them credit that they deserve. Make sure you do that always, as a general rule, if you're still at that age and in college. All right. Let us move on. Both teachers and students are using the new technology. A report by strategy consultant firm Titan Partners, sponsored by plagiarism detection platform Turnitin, found half of college students used AI tools in fall of 2023. Meanwhile, while fewer faculty members used AI, the percentage grew to 22% of faculty members in the fall of 2023, up from 9% in spring of 2023. Okay, so a lot of good stuff in this paragraph. So we are now seeing, okay, who, what companies are behind this. Plagiarism detection platform, Turnitin. Now, I'm not sure if it was the same platform, but I do remember when I was teaching at Hosei University in Tokyo, I was teaching some writing courses to the students there, and we had certain papers that were due and they had to turn in. And one of the things our office staff did was run them through plagiarism detecting software. So even back in 2016, 2017, we still were doing that, or that software was available. So we were, you know, unfortunately, some students were caught plagiarizing, not a lot, but a few were. And so, yeah, we had to be very strict with them. Again, that's not, you know, okay to do. It's against the rules. And so they were given bad grades for that. So this is what these companies are doing. So they're saying it's an increase from last year. So the percentage grew to 22%. So again, we always, when we see these statistics and numbers, we want to pay attention to the verbs. The increasing, decreasing, growing, falling. Okay, in the fall of 2023, up from 9%, down from 10%. Okay, these are just ways to describe increasing and decreasing numbers. Okay, let's move on. Teachers are turning to AI tools and platforms such as ChatGPT, Writable, Grammarly, and Essay Grader to assist with grading papers, writing feedback, developing lesson plans, and creating assignments. They're also using the burgeoning tools to create quizzes, polls, videos, and interactives to up the ante for what's expected in the classroom. Okay, so again, a lot there. So they mentioned a few companies that are doing this. So to help, and some are specialized for, it looks like teachers in schools. So grading papers, feedback, lesson plans and assignments, creating assignments, burgeoning tools. Okay, burgeoning is growing, exploding. So they're using that for making quizzes and polls, videos, to up the ante. Okay, so ante is more of a gambling term. Okay, so ante is for when you play poker. So everybody puts in a little bit of money at the beginning, right? And that's kind of your cost to just participate at the beginning, so that at least there is a little bit to play for when you start. Because if nobody bets anything, then it could be very boring, right? So the ante just means kind of a wager or a gamble that you make. And so upping the ante here means kind of, in a sense, raising the standard, right, of classroom expectations, right? All right, so just a couple more paragraphs here. Students, on the other hand, are learning on tools such as ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot, which is built into Word, PowerPoint, and other products. Let's continue. But while some schools have formed policies on how students can or can't use AI for schoolwork, many do not have guidelines for teachers. The practice of using AI for writing feedback or grading assignments also raises ethical considerations. And parents and students who are already spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on tuition may wonder if an endless feedback loop of AI-generated and AI-graded content in college is worth the time and money. And this is the final quote of the paragraph. If teachers use it solely to grade and the students are using it solely to produce a final product, it's not going to work, said Gajewski. Okay, so that is the end of that part. Now, let's go back. Okay, so Microsoft is now using AI, of course, and they have a Copilot software that is built in now to Word, PowerPoint, and other products. So again, basically they're saying that a lot of schools have policies for the students, but not yet for the teachers. So those may be coming up very soon, right? So of course, there are ethical considerations. How do we know, right? I think that's really what AI comes down to, is what's the line? How are we going to know what is human generated, you know, or AI generated? How do we know where the feedback is coming from? Do we have to just trust the professor when they tell us, no, this is my feedback or this is the AI feedback? Because again, AI is becoming very, very natural, very, very human. So it is becoming more challenging to tell the difference. So that raises the question, well, if, you know, students are just getting feedback completely from AI, well, what's the point of going to college? Aren't we going to get feedback from the professor and wisdom from the professor? Isn't that one of the reasons? Well, that's creating these questions. And then that professor they interviewed for this said, yeah, it's not going to work if it's completely through AI. Of course not, right? So very interesting questions. Now, the article does go on. Okay, so please continue on your own if you like. It is kind of a long article, so I'm going to stop there for this part. But very interesting stuff, right? I'll put the necessary useful vocabulary so that you can follow along, look them up if you need to. But yeah, let me know what you think. I mean, what do you think about this new practice of teachers now using AI to grade papers and give suggestions? Is it something that you think is okay? Or would you rather see the more old-fashioned way of professors giving their own feedback, not using AI? What about students? Should students be allowed to use ChatGPT and AI for their papers, you know, to do to write papers, but also to do research? Is that okay? What do you think? Let me know. Drop me a line. al@businessenglishpower.com. If you have any questions, please reach me there as well. All right, so we're going to stop there for today. Check out the article when you can. It was a very interesting one. And we'll have more and more, I'm sure, topics with AI coming up in the near future. But that's the one that caught my attention today. Check it out. But thank you again for listening. As always, Al Sensei saying, remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.